Yeah, thanks again for driving me home. Parking around here is a nightmare. I was so happy to leave my car at home. Look, I'm not gonna say that I'm bad at parallel parking, but if I can avoid it, yeah, I'd much rather have someone else do it. Yeah, I don't think there's anywhere more convenient distance-wise. I mean, it's not often that all our friends get to meet up, so when we do get a chance, figuring out where is the easiest for everyone to get to, yeah, we always end up around here. I mean, when was the last time we were all together before tonight? That wedding a few months ago? Yeah, of course I remember. I may have had a lot to drink that weekend, but not that much. What guy from the wedding? Oh, the groom's high school friend? No, I don't talk to him. Hooking up with him was a one-time thing. No, he's not like a bad person or anything. Or at least I don't know if he is or not. I just don't really care to talk to him again. Why do you want to talk about him? Haven't I already been teased enough tonight? You know what I'm talking about. Back at the restaurant when all our friends were making fun of me because I'm, in their words, only brave enough to kiss people when I'm drunk. No, the teasing doesn't bother me. Shouldn't bother me. I mean, they're right. It was true with that guy at the wedding, and it's been true with every person I've ever been with. I don't think I've ever kissed anyone sober. I don't know if I can. Look, it's not very often that I meet someone I actually want to kiss. Or maybe I think I want to kiss someone, but then I end up not liking as much as I thought I would. Maybe they're just bad kissers, so what, you're saying I have terrible taste? No, that is probably not the issue. The common denominator is me. So I think I'm not very good at kissing, or anything else that goes along with it, which is probably why I'm never brave enough to do it sober. Just practice? Oh, sure, thanks for the advice. Guess I'll go home and call up the professional kissing trainer I just keep on retainer. Just practice. Jesus, you're unhelpful. What do you expect me to do? Make out with my hand? The whole kissing thing requires that there be another person, and I know that I'm an adult, and I probably should have figured this out years ago, like everyone else seemed to, but I didn't, okay? I have no idea what I'm doing. You just missed the turn for my neighborhood. Yeah, it's fine. You can make a U-turn at the next light. Why are you so insistent on talking about this? We could be talking about literally anything else. You can't be serious. You want to kiss me? God, how pathetic do you think I am? I don't want your pity kiss. Spending the remainder of my life alone would be preferable to someone kissing me just because they feel bad for me. Besides, I don't even know if you're a good kisser. I mean, maybe you're even worse at it than I am, and that wouldn't help at all. Well, are you a good kisser? Oh, dear, I don't know. That's such a cop-out. Come on, you already know way too much of my personal business now, so spill it. Do you think you're a good kisser? Have you enjoyed kissing? Really? Not gonna give me a single teeny tiny detail? Wait, you have kissed someone before, right? Like, can I get a ballpark estimate of how many? Oh, shit, I'm sorry. Right, this is my house. Do you want to come in? I spent most of this car ride yelling at you, and that's a really shitty way to say goodnight. Okay. I'm gonna make tea. Do you want any? It's peppermint, but I have some berry Tulsi stuff if you'd prefer that. Yeah, it'll just take a few minutes for the water to heat up. Look, I'm sorry for blowing up at you. My love life, or complete lack thereof, I guess, is not your fault. And just because I spilled my guts doesn't mean you have to do the same. You don't have to tell me anything about yourself that you're not comfortable with. But I do have one question. And you don't have to answer it if you don't want to. But if you do want to answer, please be honest. Did you really mean it when you said you wanted to kiss me? It's okay, you don't have to answer. We can just totally forget about it and pretend this conversation never happened. Yes? Yes, we'll forget about it? Or yes, you want to kiss me? Okay. I wanted to know because I want to kiss you too. Is that okay? Yeah, right now. I mean, if we both want it, then what are we waiting for? So I'll just lean a little closer and is that okay? Oh shit, the water. Just a second. Here's your tea. So, how was the kiss? I mean, I don't really know what I'm doing, but really? You want to do it again? Right, of course, because the only way to get better is to practice. Look, you know I'm no expert here, but you don't have to keep your hands glued to your lap. You can touch me. Here, put your hands on my face and my neck like this to pull me close, and I'll do the same to you. Oh, the tongues. I don't really know how that's supposed to work. Does it feel good for you? Okay. We can try it. I'm sorry, I don't know why I made that noise. That was an embarrassing sound. But if you want to keep going, it would be easier to get close if I were sitting on your lap. Like this. Is this okay? When sitting like this, you can move your hands, okay? Wherever you want. I want you to touch me. You know, you're being quite the gentleman with your hand placement, but really, I don't mind. Well, more than that, I just don't mind. I want you to touch me and grab me and hold on tight. I want to feel that you want me. Yes. I know you haven't done this a lot, and my experiences haven't been the greatest, but I don't want you to be shy with me. I want you to be honest, and if you honestly want to stop, then we can. No, I definitely want to keep kissing you. I swear, I am being honest. You're flattering me. Well, maybe it was never the alcohol or my own nerves making me a bad kisser. Maybe you were right. Maybe I was just kissing the wrong person. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't really mean to start grinding on you like that. It just felt really good to move my hips like that. I mean, I'm practically straddling you and with your hands on me and your mouth on me. It's really hard not to. But I don't want to make you uncomfortable. And your pants are starting to look a little uncomfortable. Really? It's really okay? So I can rub against you like this? Yeah. I can stop. I can stop. It's fine. I'm serious. I really like doing this with you, but I only want it if you want it, okay? What do I want? God, well, that's a bit of a loaded question right now, isn't it? I would really, really like to unzip your jeans and touch you. But, that's really, really forward. So it's fine if we can just ignore that. And are you sure? I mean, yes, I'm sure. I want to touch you more. I don't want to fuck this up. Okay. There's no reason we can't keep kissing at the same time, right? No, you misunderstand. I'm not laughing at you. I'm surprised. I could feel you under me, like rubbing against you through your pants. I could feel you, but I didn't realize that you were already so hard for me. Does it feel good? Like this? Just touching the tip like that? No, I don't want you to bite your lip. I don't want you to be quiet. We're being honest, remember? Okay? So, if you don't like it, then tell me, and I'll try something else. But if you do like it, then I really would like to hear that. So cute. How much you're enjoying this, I mean. You don't like to be called cute, but it's true. No, I'm not trying to embarrass you. I just want you to feel good. Well, if you don't know what to say, you can just keep kissing me then. Felt that before, someone moaning into my mouth like that. Want you to keep doing it. I promise. I'll keep rubbing you and give you a reason to moan. Up and down, twisting around a little bit. Yes, I want you to tell me. I need you to tell me. Is this what you like? Okay, well, you certainly sound like you're enjoying it. No, I don't want you to stop making those sounds. You can put your mouth on me wherever you want, as long as you promise not to be quiet. I don't have any roommates. You can be as loud as you want. Just like that. Should I use my other hand too? Here, let me adjust how I'm sitting so I can reach you a bit better. Like that? Oh, yes. Oh, you're getting close. I don't know if I want you to come. I don't know if I want this to end. Okay. I have no intention of being cruel. I've already worked you up this much. I'd like to see it through. Is that okay? I mean, I know we didn't really plan for any of this, but to make you come. Okay? Like this. Oh. Okay, I'll just keep. Oh, one hand going up like that, and the other just rubbing this spot on the tip here. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Let it all out and let me know how good you feel. Oh. No, are you embarrassed? Don't. No, don't do that. Don't hide your face from me. Here, let me kiss you again. My hands were cold. Now you tell me. Okay. Sorry. I guess I should have wrapped them around the tea mug first. Oh shit, you know the tea's probably really cold by now. Hey, why don't you go get cleaned up in the bathroom and I'll reheat the tea. What? No, why would I want you to leave? No, I think that we still need to practice just a little bit more.